The World This Week, Politics.
Bola Tinubu, the candidate of the ruling All Progressives Congress, won Nigeria's presidential election. International observers said that the vote fell well short of Nigerian citizens' legitimate and reasonable expectations after polling stations opened late or did not open at all, and an electronic system for transmitting results did not work. France is to reduce its military presence in Africa, taking a back seat to forces from host countries which will co-administer bases. Emmanuel Macron, France's president, announced the policy ahead of a trip to Gabon, Angola, and the two Congos. America has supplied 61 tons of arms and ammunition to Somalia, stepping up its support for government forces fighting Al-Shabaab, a jihadist group associated with Al-Qaeda. Meanwhile, local tribes in Somalia are fighting the armed forces of Somaliland, a breakaway region. The Financial Action Task Force, an international watchdog, placed South Africa on its grey list of countries that are failing to prevent money laundering and the financing of terrorist groups. The listing makes it more expensive for South African banks and companies to do business abroad. Ivory Coast and Guinea dispatched aircraft to bring home hundreds of their citizens from Tunisia after the president, Kais Saied, accused them and other migrants from sub-Saharan Africa of bringing crime to the country and of being part of a conspiracy to change Tunisia's demography. The International Atomic Energy Agency found uranium enriched to 84% purity, which is almost weapons grade, at Iran's nuclear site at Fordow. Iran claims that unintended fluctuations in enrichment levels may be to blame. A senior Pentagon official said that the time Iran would need to make one bomb's worth of highly enriched uranium had gone from about 12 months to around 12 days. Israeli settlers attacked the Palestinian town of Hawara in the West Bank after two settlers were shot dead by a Palestinian gunman. An American Israeli was later shot and killed near the city of Jericho. Israeli and Palestinian security delegations met in Jordan to try to stop the unrest before Ramadan begins in March. Nayib Bukele, the president of El Salvador, opened a center for the confinement of terrorism, holding up to 40,000 inmates. The opening came a year after Mr. Bukele introduced a state of emergency to deal with a spate of gang violence. Now 2% of Salvadorian adults are behind bars.